Welcome to Wet Wednesday. It's time to get off.
What your mom did, and I respect all mothers, so I don't say this in disrespect, but I do think that it was not a positive thing for you as a young girl growing up, and her putting that on you was telling you that you're ugly, that you're not good enough. You're a pretty girl, but to be dark. Why gotta be pretty to be dark? Why just can't be pretty? You know, why does it have to add that on? Being a child growing up.
He said that you was pretty for a dark-skinned girl. I'm certain what he meant was to compliment your exquisite chocolate in this white man's world. His programming is damaged, his understanding, and he can't see. Put a mirror on your wall and made you ask it, who was the fairest of them all? A game you could never win because of your melanin. Queen, you ain't never been fair-skinned. He was fucking with your intelligence. My woman, you were kissed by the sun, and them haters can't stop it.
I love the way you rock your chocolate.
No skin bleach, keep your money in your pocket.
I love the way you rock your chocolate.
Kissed by the sun and them haters can't stop it.
I love the way you rock your chocolate.
No skin bleach, keep your money in your pocket.
I love the way you rock that.
The television says Beyonce should be his fiance, or at least one of those that he see in new rap videos with no clothes on, and the show goes on. They trying to make housewives out of hoes, and at the very least we are worshiping the image of the beast. In this life there can be no peace until we learn to love ourselves. We will never get love from anybody else. Your Highness, you were kissed by the sun, and them haters can't stop.
I love the way you rock your chocolate.
No skin bleach, keep your money in your pocket, girl.
I love the way you rock your chocolate.
Kissed by the sun, and them haters can't stop.
I love the way you rock that chocolate.
No skin bleach, keep your money in your pocket.
I love the way you rock that, rock that.
But is there something inside that does hurt? There has to be something inside.
Things that people say when you're darker.
All right, you guys. I hope you guys like that. That was Chocolate by Truth. He's an independent artist. You can pick up his music over at cdbaby.com/ TRUTH, Truth. So pick it up. Yes, support, support, support. And that's to all my chocolate sisters, all us sisters, different colors, just beautiful, baby. So that song is a shout-out to us. Let's welcome, before we get ready to get started, let's welcome to the stage. I'm going all backwards, y'all. See, tell you guys a little secret. I had me just a little sip of something. So just bear with me. I think I put a little too much of something in there, but just bear with me. You know, I'm enjoying myself. So let's welcome to the stage, Mr. Small Change.
Hey,
What's up?
You feeling a little tipsy there?
Yes. You know, I had a long day today, and I am actually sipping on, it's enough. They call it grandma, but it's some grandma yay. Just
grandma,
a little bit.
Yeah. Just
you
a
know,
little sip,
I'm a lightweight. You know, I am definitely a lightweight, so it don't take much for me. So if you guys, try not to get the giggles, you know, because I get the giggles when I get a little freaky, and I get the giggles when I've had some drinks.
Ooh, you get a little freaky, huh? You get a little giddy, huh?
I get real giddy.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to be good. Try to be good tonight. Now, let me go ahead and give you guys.
This is the hump day. This is the hump day, baby. Let it hang out.
Yeah. Oh, I got me some hump today.
Yeah, it's the hump day. It is the hump day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, you guys, before we start the show, let me go ahead and give you guys just a little bit of direction before we go ahead and get started. Now, if you'd like to listen to the show via your phone, you can do so at area code 347-426-3673. And if you'd like to listen online, you can come on over to www.blogtalkradio.com/ELAVASE. And if you love what you are hearing this evening, tonight, make sure that you do go over to on the show page and make sure that you just follow the show. That way you can get our latest updates on the shows that we will be having. So just make sure that you follow the show. Okay? And you know, a small change before we go on and get into it. My mother just gave me a call. She's like, "Child, girl, did you see Empire?" I'm like, "Don't tell me. I got another hour before it come on." She said,
"It's off the chain, baby." Yeah, you know, I just got finished focusing in. I ain't gonna say nothing. I want you to go ahead and enjoy that. So I'm not gonna spoil that.
She told me. She said she started to tell me I had to stop. I'm like, "Girl, just wait. I got an hour. I'm here to do this show, and then I'm going to watch it. So I can't wait. I'm really loving this show. I can't wait to see it."
You and millions of others.
I hate you to see it before me. You know something I don't know.
It's all good, boo, but you're going to experience it. You know what I'm saying? And believe me, it's going to be well worth the wait.
And it's an hour. It's always an hour, but I think it's a little less commercials or something. Something they have going on, I heard them say.
That's what's up. So what's in the arena for tonight, baby? What's in the arena?
You know what I want to do? What I want to do
what's
is
that?
Just get into just a little bit of news. You know, it's all kind of shit.
Oh, yeah. What the hell is going on in the world today?
All kind of. I'm just looking for, I just need me a little background music, you know, just a little bit. First of all, let's talk about... I don't know if you guys have seen the show yet. It's gospel singer Tina Campbell of, you heard of Mary Mary, right, Small Change?
Yeah, I heard Mary Mary.
Mary Mary, yeah. So you got the cast of, you know, the two girls, two gorgeous girls in the group Mary Mary. Well, she caught her husband cheating, and she shot up his car, okay?
she can't have got. Man. Well, at least she shot the car. She didn't shoot him.
Yeah, she shot up his car. But they have a reality show together, so I guess they kind of they're airing out this. They're still together, but they're airing their ups and downs in their relationship. So it's gonna be interesting. But I guess it's season 4, or, episode 4, or something like that. And
is that episode on TV?
Where
she
shoots
the car?
It's on. Yeah, they don't show her actually shooting, but they show the car. They show her where she shot. They show the bullet wounds and I mean all the bullets and stuff in the car.
What kind of car did you drive?
This particular car was like an old school car. This one wasn't new. I'm sure you got other ones, but this one's like
old hoopty. Old hoorah.
Yeah. Gotta have that. It looks like a little low ride or something like that. I didn't get a chance to put it on my page. But you guys, you know, Google it, and it's the first, you just Google Mary Mary. That's one of the first stories that come up.
Did she go to jail? No, she
didn't go to jail.
Oh, no, she must shot it on her property or something.
I don't know. See, I should have went in a little deeper and just got a little more info. I just happened to see it because I traded that story for something else. It was trending. So, you know, I took that story. So, but you guys, if you want more information on that and on their show, you Google Mary Mary. It's the first show. It's the first thing that's going to come up, and you'll see, like, the picture of the car that she shot up. So, yeah. Hey, church girls, get down. Hey, They give when we get sworn, you know, the sister church is gonna mean he ain't gonna.
And she packing. He better be careful. I hope he's wearing a bulletproof vest.
But they still together. You know, they still are together. And I guess she just switched.
Sleep with one eye open, dog.
Yeah, she talked about the bad dreams and stuff. So, you know, Mary, Mary. Now, this story is kind of funny, but, you know, Angie Stone.
Lord, I'm
a beautiful voice. She's arrested for assaulting her daughter. And it's allegedly, but I know she did. I saw them damn pictures that she knocked out her daughter's teeth. Now, her daughter's 30 years old. Her daughter's 30 years old. She was living her mom's. She has a couple kids. She was living in her mom's house, and they said the fight started because Angie was telling her that she needed to clean up her mess. She needed to clean up. It was messy, and that she cleaned up behind the kids and herself. So somehow the altercation started, but Angie, the daughter supposed to have hit her. The daughter punched Angie in the face, and Angie took a mic stand, and was protecting herself, but she knocked out the girl's knocked out her teeth. And you can see that that story has been trending on the internet, too.
How you going to punch your mama in the face? How you going to punch your mama in the face?
Hello?
She's lucky that's all she knocked out with teeth.
But she didn't get arrested. You know, when she got arrested, they let her go, but they kept Angie. You know, they kept Angie in jail, but I'm with Angie. You shouldn't
ask certain
if you don't want to keep I'm allowing you to stay in my home, and you don't want to keep this place clean. You need to get the fuck on, you know. And anytime, you know, in a black neighborhood, you know, so you know, when you disrespect your parents, you get knocked the fuck out. That's the way.
You gonna punch your mama in the face? That's what I'm talking about right there. How the hell are you gonna hit your mama? Angie should have whooped her ass. She should have knocked the teeth out. Drug her all over the goddamn house and put the fear of Jehovah in her ass.
Yeah, you know.
She see a pipe stand, she gonna be jumping, trying to run.
Yeah, you know, the way I grew up, they don't give a damn. My mama told me, I wish you called. Go ahead and call the police. I'm gonna beat your ass now. I'm gonna beat your ass after they leave. where I'm from, they don't play that. You know, they don't play that. So, yeah, that was, you know, the Angie Stone story. Now, KKK, some of you guys, if you are big news watchers, I think they aired this story on CNN, but you can also check it out on this. It's trending also on the internet. But you know that the KKK, they have been doing for the past couple months, really since like Ferguson, they've been doing a whole lot of recruiting. Okay, even recruiting, they claim that they will welcome blacks, Jews, Mexicans, but I mean, come on. But they've been recruiting.
That must be a new kind of KKK.
For real, okay? But they've been recruiting like heavy. But anyway, I think it was the 50th anniversary of the march on on Selma. Yeah, over that bridge, Edmund Pettus Bridge. So they used that as they was marching over there, they used that was passing out flyers to come join the KKK. They had like a big rally. My mom was telling me.
Do they get a free sheet? Do they get a free sheet when they join?
I guess.
Get their free uniform.
She was telling me about that too. You know, she said, you know what is that the Grand Wizard's name? You know, before you used to not know the Grand Wizard. You used to not know, but the Grand Wizard's name is James Moore. I was like, what? You know, so she was.
Damn, I know James Moore.
I do. I know a couple James Moores. Yeah, that's his name. I was like, wow. You know, it's, so you guys just be careful out there. Also, I just wanted to make this announcement. And this is, you know, this is here in California. At my son, he attends Cal State San Bernardino. And, you know, he was on the news a couple of days ago, speaking. But we don't know what the hell is going on. But they was trying, it was two guys, I guess, that came and tried to kidnap two girls, but they were able to get away. And then they did a strong arm robbery of a guy, took his cell phone. Then yesterday, with the police and everything up there, yesterday, young lady ended up missing. She's missing. And the police haven't seen her. Well, her family hasn't seen her since she left for school, getting ready to go to school. So, you know, they're looking for her. So I just wanted to tell you guys, just be careful. Just be careful.
Well, it's
crazy. You know, surroundings and, you know, just be, it's crazy. We don't know what's going on. You know, my son was even offering to walk the women to their car. You know, he's a big dude. You know, he's like 6'3", almost 300 pounds. And he was offering to walk them just to their car so they can be safe. So just young ladies, just be safe. Just be real safe on all these college campuses. You know, you don't know if it's isolated. You don't know. It's just weird. That in 1 week it's been three times at this school when it's never, you know, we never heard of any of this stuff going on at this school. But just be careful on all campuses. Young ladies, don't be afraid to have somebody walk you to your car or, you know, just we want you to be safe.
Times are critical. You're right. You're absolutely right. Times are definitely critical.
And I don't know if you guys caught I meant to post this. I'm going to have to go back and post this on my page. I've been so busy, you guys. It's just, some days I feel like I'm being pulled in all directions. But if you guys have been on the internet, you'll see that the Suge Knight story is trending. If you guys seen that video, you see this mother runs over this dude like,
hey, but you see what Suge Knight's saying, though, right? You see he's saying he blind in his left eye. That's his defense.
Oh, wait a minute. See, I didn't know that.
What?
Oh,
yeah. He's blind in his left eye, and he didn't see the guy. So,
man,
what the hell
are
you doing driving, dog? But he won't be smoking no cigars in the joint, I tell you that. He might be smoking something, but it ain't gonna be a cigar.
Did you see the video?
Did you check the video?
Yeah, man, it's crazy. He hit two guys. He hit the first guy, then he just ran over the other dude.
Over the other guy, yeah, just like back right, boo, boo, boo. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you know, people have been saying Suge had it coming for some years. So I don't know. You know, I will. You know, keep up with it and let you guys know if something changes. But I'm sure it's
going down. When he go to the joint, can you imagine everybody that hates that man? You got to be in protective custody, boy.
Oh heck yeah, he definitely has to be on the other side. Man,
yeah. He won't be smoking no expensive cigars, will he?
No, definitely not. Not in there. But you, I mean, who knows? They get cell phones in there. You can get cell phones. And who knows?
He might be smoking a cigar.
You talking about the other type of cigar?
He already know how to hold them in his mouth. So get excited.
So you guys, that was our stories for the week. Unless Small Change had something around town that he heard that he maybe wanted to announce anything. You know, that was the stories I had for the week. Did you have anything?
Well, you know, I did. Well, it was some hood stuff. It was a big fight at Stop and Shop. You know what I'm saying? I mean, two Swains. You know what Swains is. You know, they fighting and everything. It's all on video. So if you want to see it, it's on Chattanooga Video. Go check it out. You know, crazy fight.
What's a Swain? What is that?
Well, a Swain is a person that likes to indulge in party favors, but the heavy party favors. You know what I mean? If you want me to just break it down, crackheads. Two crackheads at the Stop and Shop a couple of days ago. You know what I'm saying? It was the most hilarious fight that I've ever seen in my life. And man, thank God for cell phone cameras. You know what I'm saying? Because it was all caught on video. You know what I mean? So,
crackhead's going wild. Man. Well, you know, I didn't get a chance to talk about it last week. And one more story, you guys. But did you see down in L.A. where they shot the homeless guy, the police shot the homeless guy?
And yeah,
they said that he tried to pull for his gun. If you look at the full video.
He's on the ground.
How you pulling for a gun if you're being tased? You're being tased, but they said that you was pulling for a gun. And then they shot another homeless guy because the television people was down there filming and putting their cameras in people's face. You know, you're homeless. I can't imagine being homeless and they coming down with the video. I don't want that either. So the guy, I guess he went off on them and they was getting ready to shoot him too.
Crazy. It's just unbelievable now how they devalue people's lives and things like this. Regardless if the man is homeless or not, he's still a human being, and he lives in the United States of America. Man, what is really going on? They're just trying to eliminate certain races off this world. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, to them it's like the black life has no value. It's
none.
It's crazy. It's crazy. You know, I've had to talk to my son just telling him to just be just the littlest thing that you do. You have to just have to be careful what you're doing. Just looking for a reason to
pop a cap.
You know, just looking for a reason. So, you know, it's crazy. But we're going to get into this topic, you guys. Tonight, we are discussing getting over the sexual hang-ups. I'm sure if you haven't had one, you know somebody that has had a sexual hang-up. Now, what exactly is a sexual hang-up? Let me give you the definition that that I found. I can give another definition, but let me give you, I want to be correct. But a sexual hang-up is someone or something that prevents you from being in your comfort zone sexually.
Give us an example. We need an example. A good one. Come on. What you got?
Trying to see what was I gonna go into that in my notes.
I'm sorry if I put you on the spot.
No, that's okay.
I think they want to know.
It could be let's say someone or something. It can be let's say a woman that's maybe a woman that's maybe a lesbian. Okay. And that's probably not a good example. I'm trying to think of a really good example. I have different notes and stuff written down. But it could be, for instance, for a woman. A lot of women don't like having the lights turned on when they have sex.
You're right.
It could be something. It can be something as simple as that. That's going.
Especially when she's giving oral.
Oh, yeah. You have some women that don't. They don't like the lights on. Period.
Yeah. I used to know a chick that you put a pillowcase over her head and just put a little hole in it. She liked to get down like that.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Put a pillowcase over her head, and you have one little hole in the pillowcase. You know what I mean?
Listen, I've never done that before, but I think that may be something I like to try.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think she had a complex. But boy, she put that pillowcase over her head. And it's, ooh-wee, you put that sink in there, it's like a pencil sharpener.
Well, okay. Yeah, you see, I'm over here writing that down. That's something I'm like, I just had it on the, role playing or something like that.
It's called a pillowcase blowjob. DJ. I don't want to say blowjob. Let's say pillowcase DJ.
Pillowcase DJ. Okay. So I got
DJ.
Did you guys hear that, ladies and gentlemen? A pillowcase. blowjob. Something I definitely will be trying. Now, listen, you guys. I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm feeling nice over here. Really nice.
Enjoy yourself.
I'm feeling really nice. Now, let's talk about some of the sexual hangups, because men don't have. And you can chime in and tell me what you think. Small change. Men have very few sexual hangups. Most of the time, it's women, but. Some sexual hangups for men could be penis size. Maybe he got a small dick. And you know, he is not comfortable with having fellatio performed on him, or even being seen. You know, sexually at all. You know, he may want to have the lights turned off. So,
you might have a little penis and some big ass balls.
Yeah, so it's some of that. Yeah, it is, but you know, it happens. Or erection problems. Erection, you know, you forcing it, small change, but you know, it's a lot of guys. When they get older, they have problems with that. Having erection problems, when they hit around 50, because they haven't been taking care. You know, so you all that walking and stuff that you've been doing all these years. You know, out, you know, doing your thing. I'm pretty sure that's helped you. You know, that's helped you. You don't have no aches or pain.
I'm 54,
you know?
And I don't have any problems, you know. But, you know, I come from some well-grade stock, too. You know, my daddy was 86 and still kicking it. So hopefully I'll be kicking it in my 80s, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you taking care of yourself, too. You know, since I've known you've always just been busy, going, grinding, just... You know, just never not letting the grass grow up under your feet. So
yeah, not
you know,
a lot of drugs in your system, and, you know, because a lot of people don't know cocaine. You know, cocaine kills your nature. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they say it's a hell of a thing.
Leave them drugs alone.
Yeah, so that's some of the things that men may be may have some sexual hangups, you know about. Now, when it comes to women, God, ladies, don't we have so many? We worry about our body, really our body flaw, the cellulite, you know, that's sometimes that's no matter how much you work out, that goddamn little bit of cottage cheese right in your leg, just no matter what you do. You know, maybe your stomach is not as flat. You know, we've had, you know, children, and our stomach is not as flat as it was when we was 20 years old. And we don't want our men to, you know, we kind of hide because we don't want him to see that, you know, when we're in bed with them. Stretch marks. You know, stretch marks from having, you know, children.
I know a club. Everything you just said, I know this club, they have that. And them women's confidence is so high. And they down there stripping at the Pier Passion. You know what I mean? Bullet holes. You know, I mean,
sometimes, you know what, sometimes what we see as flaw is something that a man would see as beautiful. When we see it as, we're very critical as, you know, of ourselves as women. I mean, very, very critical. You know, we have this, we have the media that's constantly pushing down our throats on how we should look. It's just constantly pushing that down our throats. Just how we should be. So I can understand why so many women are the way that they are. You know, maybe even why they have so many hang-ups. But we're going to try to give you guys just some ways that you can help yourself get over that. Because if it's something that you truly can't change, you have to try to live with it, okay? Along with the body image, this is a big one. Women, we worry about vaginal dryness. And a big thing that, women really talk a lot about is odor. You may not want your man to go down on you because you're afraid that you're going to have an odor down there. Now, this is something I really, really, really want to stress to each and every woman. You have to listen to me. You have to drink water. If you are only drinking soda 24/7 and not flushing your system with water, your pussy is going to stink.
It won't smell like water. And that's what men want.
It
will
not smell great.
It won't smell like water.
And I had to say the P word to stress it. Yes, it's not going to smell great. If you start drinking, I know it's a lot of people that just hate drinking water, but if you notice, if you start drinking a gallon of water a day. Some days I get it, but I every day at least drink a half a gallon of water a day, every day. Some days it's hard for me to get, you know, but a half a gallon, I can do a half a gallon. But if you do drink your water, you'll notice that you won't have that odor. You won't have an odor down there because you're cleaning yourself out. You're fleshing, you know, everything. You have a bowel movement to smell better. It's just going to smell a whole lot it's gonna smell a whole lot better. So, and if go ahead.
You know, Miss Kitty, sometimes, you know, and guys probably can attest to this. You get with a woman, and she open her legs, and a puff of dust will fly out. That's so bad.
A puff of dust?
Yeah. A puff of dust hits you right in the face. Oof.
Mm.
Now, that's right there. You said dryness. Yeah, that's dryness. What you gonna do with that?
Well, you know, that's when a lube comes in, you know. Cause sometimes, depending on your hormones or there's different things, pills that you're taking, it can affect your body where you'll have vaginal dryness. So if you notice that you're having vaginal dryness, you can always use lube, or you can, don't be afraid to go to the doctor to get you a prescription to fix that dryness, to fix what's going on with you. But sometimes you have different balance, you're off, the pH balance is off. Just it's a lot of different things that can affect, because they can affect our bodies. If you got an odor that's just not going away, say let's just say you're drinking water, you're doing everything you need to, and you still have a smelly odor, then it's time to go to the doctor. time to go to the doctor and get
this.
Just things happen. I mean, I'm just being, you know, cause I'm a woman. Things happen. Like I said, different medicines can knock off your pH balance. Just don't be afraid to go to the doctor and get yourself checked out. If you got a smell or something that's just not, no matter what you do, ain't going away. You know, take your ass to the doctor and go get checked out. Also, ladies, this is old school. Okay, this is old school. I'm going to tell you. If you go back to, you know, a long time ago when you was coming up as kids, and you may have seen it at your grandma's house or your mother. Do you remember that red bag you would see in the shower?
That we used to play with when we was in the tub and shit. All on our head, not even knowing what it's a douche bag. You know what I mean? I remember that shit when I was young. That's crazy.
Yeah,
see the water come out the end of it. You know?
You can get you, and they still have those available. You can buy those. Matter of fact, I got mine from Walgreens. Get one of those. You can, because, you know, a lot of times after, I don't know, fellas, you may not know this, but sometimes after your menstrual cycle, you may have a little, not a bad odor, but it's a different odor from what you have every day. You know, you can a dish bag like that, and you can fill it with water and cleanse yourself. You know, a lot of women just afraid to do some stuff, and maybe they just don't know. You know, if you don't know, if you haven't been taught, I was taught these things, so I know. But if you just don't know, you don't know. But you can get one of those bottles and you can use. You don't have to use. They have stuff like powders and stuff you can put. You don't want to over douche, but you can always use that water and go up in there and, you know, go in with some warm water.
Clean it out, so to speak.
Clean it out. Yeah.
Guys,
so,
too. You know how guys, how they prove it here is be funky and shit. After you get out the shower, dude, after you put some deodorant on under your arms, you know, just put a little deodorant on your hair, you know, down there, you know. Keep it fresh.
Or cut that hair off. Cut it off. You know, because it's hair. It's hair just like, you know, just because it's down there don't mean it don't get musty. Just like your hair on your arm, if you sweat, or your hair on top of your head, if you sweat, the hair down there, if you sweat, it's gonna carry an odor. So, you know, it's just to me, it's just best you just cut it off. And, you know, these days, a lot of men they cut it off. Just, you know, You can
lot
do that.
A lot of women don't like putting their nose up in them heads, you know?
Yeah, or like Small Shane was saying, you know, be kind to us and put a little deodorant, put a little spray of little deodorant down there. You know, for the women, we have all kind of, if you go over to the women's aisle where the pads and stuff at, you'll see we have, it's just no reason why, you know, as a woman you should be smelling, because it's just all kind of ways to take care of them. But if you go on the aisle, you'll see all kind of sprays. You'll see what I call, they're called North ones, but I call them coochie Tic Tacs. But you'll see all kind of, you'll see all kind of stuff over there to make sure that you are fresh. It's all kind of stuff. So use it. You know, make sure that you ladies are using it. If that's one of your hang-ups is keeping you from being, you know, fully sexual with your partner. There's something you can do about that. So you guys definitely, you know, you definitely want to do that. And sometimes, our weight goes up and down. But like I said, if it's something that you can't control, we got to learn how to deal with it. But weight is something that we can fix. If you're not feeling confident about your body, you know, as far as your weight, you know, take you a couple minutes a day and start walking. You know, it may not come off right away, but if you continue, that weight is going to come off. So start walking so you can start feeling better about yourself. You know, I had the story, you know, I'm going to tell you guys a story myself. You know, I had to get back to exercising and really squatting, you know, so I can ride that thing right. You know, so I can squat. I know that I want to be, I'm getting trolley horses in my legs and stuff. I'm almost trying to ride on top. I'm getting these trolley horses in my legs. And I'm like, didn't have to stop. I'm like, you know what, I got to get back to working out. You know, so I'm back to work. I work out every day, 4:30 in the morning, 4 o'clock to 5:30 in the morning, every 6 days a week. I take one day off. And I'm doing squats, all them squats and everything. I call them, you know, they call them lunges and, squats, but I call them cock squats. And that's what I'm using them for, the squat now. That's what I'm using them for. So, yeah, you know, and, you know, he was even coming like, hey, yeah, man, I can tell the difference. Yeah, my legs, I ain't getting them cramps and shit in my legs. I mean, you know, you get older and your bones, this shit just start changing, you know. But, yeah, I had to fix that shit, you know. You know, I'm trying to keep my man at home. So, hell, you know, P90X, I thank you. I'm back to dropping it like it's hot. Before I was dropping it like it was lukewarm. Now I'm dropping it like it's hot. You know, I'm back to dropping it like it's hot.
World, yes. That's Kitty. Dropping it like it's hot. And her video will be out next month, so please send $9.95 for Miss Kitty dropping it hot on video. Make
now,
sure y'all get that. You got a limited supply.
And you guys, actually, God, the time went by so fast. We have about 2 minutes left in the show. I have 15 minutes to Empire. I would like to invite you again to make sure that you follow the show. Make sure that you follow the show so you'll know, you'll get the latest updates of what we will be talking about. Don't forget to go over to kittycatcaller.com. I'm slowly adding stuff over there. Like I said, I have accessories and stuff I have to add over there. But check out some of the new stuff that's over there. But get over there and, you know, I'm going to ship that stuff out to you within 24 to 48 hours. Also, I want to tell each and every one of you, you know, we want to tell each and every one of you, just thank you guys for the support. Come over and watching the videos over there on YouTube, because, I was checking, and the channel is almost at 1.1 million downloads. Can you believe that? Almost 1.1 million downloads.
Miss Kitty, they want you, baby. They want to hear you.
So I want to thank you guys
Preach.
I want to thank you guys for this support and going over there and liking and subscribing, or even if you didn't like it, you know, you put a thumbs down. Okay, go watch the video. So any feedback, you know, any feedback is positive to me, bad or good. So I just want to thank you guys for going over there. I will be I have to be really particular about the videos I put over on YouTube, because I don't want to go back on. I just don't want to go back on a probation again. So I have to be really careful. I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm not showing anything, or I'm not naked, but I tend to always get somebody that wants to report me. So I have to just be particular on what I'm doing over there. So what I'm thinking about doing is just putting maybe a 30-second video over on YouTube and then tell you guys to come and watch the rest over on my website. Because, like, some of the videos I did, I would have preferred, like, to use a dildo where you guys can actually see me sucking a dildo instead of, you know, you can actually see what I'm telling you to do. But I for damn sure can't do it over there, because I would definitely get reported, and then my page, you know, will get taken down. So I'm going to find a way that I can do that, because I would rather you guys watch me sucking a dildo, you know, some items that's realistic, so you guys can really learn the different tricks and stuff that I'm teaching you. So that's going to happen. Just working on it. Make sure that Friday, I don't have no idea what who I'm going to play on Friday, because sometimes I just like to mix it up. I don't know what artists I'm going to do on Friday. Last week I didn't do a show. It totally flipped. I was on vacation last week, and when I looked at the time, I'm like, shit, it's after time already. And I was getting my nails done and all that stuff last week. So just totally just slipped my mind. But I will be on this Friday, so just make sure you follow the show, and then you will get the update on what artists I will be doing. Also, if you guys have any topics or music that you'd like to send us, you can go over to kittycatcloser.com, and on the very first page, it says email us. So you can go right in there, type in your question or your comment or what topic that you would like for us to do, and send it over to us. All your mail comes directly, it'll come directly to my phone. So I can have, if it's a question, I can answer you, like, right away. I usually answer within, you know, like 24 hours I answer, you know. So I don't want you guys to think if you send me something, I'm not going to, that it's not going to get, there's no one is going to pay attention to it, because I definitely pay attention to that. So make sure that you guys keep doing that. Also, we have, we are on Facebook and Twitter, and I'm on Instagram. I get on there every now and then. You know, I'm still learning how to work the gram thing. It's this new technology coming out every day. But I am over there on Instagram, so if you'd like to follow over there, you can do so. You can do so at twitter.com, or at Twitter at twitter.com/ Kitty Cat Closet. You know, small changes on Facebook, and I am on Facebook, so we would love to hear from you guys, or just connect with you guys. You can connect, be our friend, especially if you're good looking. Make sure that you connect with us on Facebook. Now, try to see. Well, I think that was just all that little announcements I had for this week. I just got me some cigars in today. I know this ain't part of the announcement, but you know, I love. I have about now. I need another humidor, because I have over 50 cigars in my humidor now. So I'm not going to buy no more cigars for another, I don't know, it'd be probably maybe the rest of them I'm not going to buy anymore, because I am full to the capacity. This one, this little humidor I have holds 25 to 50, and it's barely holding these 50. But I have plenty. I have plenty of cigars, so I got my last little batch. But, you know, I think stuff works better when it's full to capacity. Like your freezer and stuff, it works better when it's full like it's supposed to be. So I wanted to treat myself to that. So I had been buying like 10 for the past, like, past couple of weeks. I would get 10 of this one, 10 of that one until I got it all. Still would smoke on, you know, smoke on the weekend, but until I got it all filled up, so today was their last little shipment, and I am cool for a while. I'm a happy camper over here. So it was the Gurkha Hudson Bay, and I can't wait to try that. That's going to be cool. So I'll let you guys know how that one tastes next week, because it won't be into Saturday until I smoke it. So, you know, I try to keep it once a week. So, do you have anything you want to share before we get ready to get out of here, Small Change? What you selling?
Basically, what I want to tell everybody out there that, you know, stop being so serious, stop being so tight. Let your hair down, ladies, and let's have some fun tonight. That's what I'm talking about. Where you at?
Yes. And, old ladies, I know I wanted to tell you, you know, with the lights, I know I kind of got off subject. I tell you, I'm over here feeling good. If you don't like your light, the lights being on when you're having sex, try some candles.
Get your pillowcase.
Yeah, candles just add a little romantic feel to the room. So I love candles. I love them. But if you pick up some candles at 99-cent store or the Dollar Tree, and try that. And
do you like the wax that comes off the candle, though? I mean, have you ever had hot wax pour it all over your body?
I have. I haven't had them I haven't had it in between my legs, you know, drips like that, but I've had it. I love it. Yeah, I love it, hot wax. It's very relaxing. It's just enough. I need to do a hot wax video. Thanks, Small Change.
Yeah, you know me. You're welcome. You know I'm going to look out for you. Ain't nobody did it like you. You got to show them how to do it, baby. Do it the right way.
Yeah, I gotta do that. Because you gotta know the certain length to be up.
And to hold it and everything.
Yeah.
I used to make a mold of the pussy. I'd pour the wax on there and make a mold of it, you know?
Yeah, that's something I've never done. That I had to try that because, you know, I don't have no hair down there, so, you know.
You ain't got to worry about nothing pulling anything, you know. It'd be perfect.
But everywhere else I've had it. But, yeah, I definitely had to do a video because it's very, very pleasurable, you guys. It's very, hot wax is pleasurable. Yes. And you know what? Speaking of that, if you need, because I sell the small candles, if you go on the website, you'll see them on kittycatcloset.com. I sell the small ones that's perfect for, you know, turning or whatever you want to do for that.
Yeah. And don't forget to have the ice also, too. See, the ice and the hot wax goes together. When you drop the hot wax on it, then you take an ice cube and you cool it off. Oh, God. It'll just drive you crazy.
Yeah, look at you. Yeah, see, we got to do some video of this stuff.
Can we pull some off, you know?
That's an easy video to do. And, you know, I'm trying to do this. All these cameras and stuff, but I'm trying to learn how to shoot in like low light. I'm a perfectionist, so I'm trying to learn how to shoot the low light. So I want my videos to look a little different from what was on YouTube before. I want them to look more professional, a little more warm. I want to really give you guys something. Yeah, I want to really give you guys something when you see the videos. I still have to learn I've been looking at videos on YouTube trying to learn how to do it at different angles of light, and it's gonna come down. I'm gonna have it happen.
You, Miss Kitty, I know how you do it. You don't run from anything. That's what I always love about you. You take it straight on.
Yeah, I really want, because I have all these. I mean, I've made investment, to do like cinematography, and so, but I got it. I got to get my money out of it, So I have all these.
It's art, baby. It's art form. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go ahead and put some shit together, man.
They want to see.
Blog Talk want to see it.
And I want to show. I want to show. But you guys, I'm going to get out of here. I have 5 minutes. You guys have seen it already. But I have 5 minutes before Empire. So get ready to get out of here. Want to let you guys know we love each and every one of you again. Thanks for the support. We are here every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Central, and 11 p.m. Eastern. Fridays, the show is on at 12:30 p.m. Pacific, all right? So make sure you download the show, and follow the show. So, Small Change, you got any words before we get ready to get out of here, baby?
Any words, some words of wisdom, ladies, because I seen something today. Man, girl, please, get on them damn feet. If you got so much rust on your feet where you could put a horseshoe on it, that means that you got too much rust on your feet. So, ladies, please, do yourself a favor. Tighten up your feet. And I just got one more thing. You women with these putting in your own weave. Oh, God, I seen a chick. It was like she had a goddamn railroad track going down the middle of her head. You know what I'm saying? What you doing? Get somebody to put it in for you. Stop trying to save $100.
All right, you guys. So with that, there's this public announcement. And with that, we're going to get out of here. And I'll see you on Friday. And we will see you guys next week. We are out of here.
Off like a prom dress.
The Kitty Cafe. All day.